degrees at WRHI. It's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Freddie Hammer along with Lucas McFadden. And we're so pleased to have on the phone with us, we're here, Dolly Parton in the background. We're here with Bud Beasley, who's the MC of the Smoky Mountain Adventure Dinner and Show that's playing now at Dolly Parton Smoky Mountain Adventures. Good morning, Bud. And we also, I believe, have Tony Dietrich.
Yeah, Tony's here with me, too.
Hey.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Good morning. This is such a neat experience. I think everybody should come out and see this show. But first of all, we just really need to thank you and for Dolly's efforts to really help your area. Tell us a little bit about this great show that we're going to be able to go out and see.
Well, it's Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Adventures, and we're located right here on the parkway in beautiful downtown Pigeon Forge. And it's a dinner show. And you're going to see some exciting feats of daring do and get one of the most lip-smacking, belly-packing meals you ever wrapped your lips around.
Now, Bud, you are the MC of this event, and I can already tell it's going to be a fantastic show.
It certainly is.
Not a loss for words. So tell us a little bit about when we go to the show, besides getting that great dinner, what will we see? What will that story, what will the focus be of that story?
Well, you know that one of Dolly's favorite stories, I play the character of Applejack,
Okay. And
Applejack used to tell Dolly stories, and one of Dolly's favorite stories was about how her mom and dad first got together back in 1939.
Wow.
And so that is kind of the focus of our story. Mm-hmm. It all takes place during the Smoky Mountain Family Contest, which happen every year under the blue moon. And so that's what the story's all about. And, of course, Joshua over here, Tony plays the character Joshua, and he kind of interrupts things here and there.
In a good way, of course.
You're a character, and you definitely make things a little more exciting, maybe the jester of the place.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Jester. I'm the court jester.
There you go. Yeah. The class clown. There's always one in a group. But I understand this show, like a lot of Dolly's productions, like the Dixie Stampede and the Pirate's Voyage and Myrtle Beach, we can expect some fun things that's pleasing to the eyes.
Oh, of course you can. We've got some great acrobat skills and things going on. Things like the tramp wall and the Russian bar and the seer wheel and... Of course, our famous dogs and pigs.
Yeah, lots of fun animals get involved in the show as well. There's always something going on. That is, from start to finish, there's something to be looking at while you're stuffing your face with all that good food. That's right.
Why did Dolly decide to tell this story now? This is really, I guess, when you're talking about the wildfires that went through and the Mountain Tough Recovery Team, where she's really helping out the families and individuals there with some monetary funds to rebuild their homes and lives. Why is this now the time? Does that go hand in hand?
Well, you know, of course, it all started several years back with the Coat of Many Colors movie that was on NBC, and then subsequently the Coat of Many Colors Circle of Love Christmas story that was done. I think Dolly was really getting involved in the story of her family and this area, and I think that this show was a natural extension of that. It's the next phase in that.
Right, and I think she felt very strongly that this would be the perfect story to tell in a live setting here in Pigeon Forge.
Why do you think people have such a connection with Dolly? What, I mean, she could add a show a year in a different city and people would still flock to it. What is it about her that people just find so endearing?
Well, if I've had a couple of chances to meet her, and let me tell you, she is a magnetic person. And the things that you see, the Dolly that you know from watching her on TV and in her movies, and the person that she appears to be in her songs, is exactly who she is. She is a remarkable person, and I'm so pleased to be working for her.
Does she show up in any of these productions, or can we expect her on maybe on the first night, or what can we expect from her in these shows?
She came to visit, and she saw us on our grand opening. She actually has contributed quite a bit to this show as far as the music of the show is concerned.
Oh, nice.
You'll get to hear a good bit of Dolly during the course of our show. So she's definitely here in spirit.
Yeah, and she helps tell the story as well through some voiceovers that she's previously recorded.
What's your favorite part, both of you? What do you love to do every night when it comes up? Like, oh, yeah, this is the best part ever.
Okay. Now, I'm not giving away too much.
Okay.
All right. But,
okay.
My favorite part involves myself, my pig Hamlet, and a little invention of mine called electricity.
That sounds a little dangerous.
Yes.
The pig and the electricity.
Nice tease.
How about you, Applejack?
Oh, you know, I think that my favorite part of the show is the food. We have some of the best food in the Smoky Mountains, I can tell you that.
No doubt. Why is the Applejack character so significant as far as him being part of the music in the show?
Well, he's a real person, you know. His name was Jackson Taylor, and he was a real person that Dolly learned to play the banjo from, sitting on his front porch and singing songs and telling stories. And I just think that that's a naturalist, a natural person to tell this story.
For him, for how, Bud, how did you, what did you have to do to research, I guess, him? Or did you speak with Dolly about that? How did you get the part of Applejack together for yourself?
Well, you know, I've been telling stories for years, and so it came real natural to me, and this is the way that I talk. And that seemed to be a big thing, is the way that I speak.
It works out. Yeah.
Getting the role. Of course, Dolly was very instrumental in developing the character, and so I think once they heard me talk,
no doubt.
They said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, we talk about the food. What's on the menu? Is it the same menu we can expect at the other two perform other two shows?
Well, I tell you, when you come to a Dolly Parton production dinner show, you are going to not go home hungry.
Yeah, you said winner, winner, chicken dinner. As a matter of fact, that's the highlight of the film. Abby Lee's fried film, I said,
yeah.
Of dinner. Abby Lee's fried chicken.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Grandma Owens is bringing some of her creamy vegetable soup, and Uncle Jake's got some, or Grandpa Jake's made some barbecue.
Correct. Mm. Dorothy Joe brought the biscuits.
Dorothy Joe brought biscuits. There's cabin taters. Uncle Billy brought some corn on the cob, and let us not forget Aunt Martha's famous peach pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Now, are you cooking it or serving it?
No, we just do the eating. We're the eating portion of the show.
But how can we see this show? Tell us how we can get in touch and get some tickets before we go.
It's easy as falling off a log. All you got to do is go to our website, which is SmokyMountainAdventures.com.